USA Radio News.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Gannon stated in a Saturday order that she is providing, quote, notice of its preliminary intent to appoint a special master in this case. Following former President Donald Trump's request on Friday, Trump's team filed a motion providing additional information about why he hopes a special master or a third-party attorney would oversee the review so information is handled properly. The request came hours after the DOJ unsealed a redacted version of the affidavit used to obtain the warrant to search Trump's residence at the Palm Beach Resort earlier this month. A hearing on the motion to provide a special master will be held on September 1st. This is USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa! That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down-there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
A school district in southwestern Missouri has decided to bring back spanking as a form of discipline for students if their parents agree. The policy states that corporal punishment will be used only when other forms of discipline, such as suspensions, have failed, and then only with the superintendent's permission.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports their agent seized over 10,000 pounds of fentanyl at the U.S. southern border in the fiscal year 2022 through July. Director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, Dr. Rahul Gupta.
The president believes this is a top urgent priority, and that is exactly why he's proposing a budget that's historic increases in funding for Customs and Border Protection, DEA, in order to get them the resources, the technology, and the infrastructure to do their job even better.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
In an effort to combat the devastating drought conditions hitting California, the Golden State will become the first in the nation to install solar panel canopies over canals. The $20 million pilot project funded by the state has been dubbed Project Nexus. It will consist of an estimated 8,500 feet of solar panels installed over three sections of canals in Central California. It is expected to break ground in the fall and be completed by 2023. The project is designed to increase renewable power generation while reducing water evaporation and vegetative growth in canals. If you go to a Chick-fil-A restaurant anytime soon, you may notice a new sign warning diners about its grilled nuggets and grilled filet possibly containing an undeclared dairy allergen. The company stated that the issue is due to a supplier mishap. The affected products are currently in Chick-fil-A's inventory at restaurants across the country and will continue to be sold until the supply runs out. The Atlanta-based company said that this is a, quote, temporary issue and that it is actively working with the supplier to ensure the allergen is removed and that a mistake like this does not happen again. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.